Chapter 66. My mom said I should write you some kind of thank you note, Missy Clark said when she came into Jesse's office. But I said to myself, no, that sucks. I don't even know what to say. So I came to see you. Good, Jesse said, and gestured at a chair. I was right about you, she said. You're nice. I am, Jesse said. When I saw you at the school, I thought, he's a nice man. Jesse smiled. And you were right, Jesse said. Well, Missy said, and don't you know it? I do, Jesse said. My mom and dad are getting a divorce, Missy said. Jesse nodded. No more wife swapping, Missy said. My mom promised. How's your brother? Jesse said. He's all screwed up, but my mom says he'll get over it. Jesse nodded. And you? He said. I'm okay, Missy said, as long as my dad stays the hell away from us. He will, Jesse said. What if he doesn't? Come and tell me, Jesse said. Yes, she said. Because, Jesse said, you are the chief of police, Missy said. Exactly, Jesse said. I heard Mrs. Ingersoll isn't going to be principal anymore, Missy said. I think she's taken a leave of absence, Jesse said. And I heard she was getting divorced, Missy said. I heard that too, Jesse said. Did somebody really take her picture with her clothes off? Yes, Jesse said. Was it the Nighthawk? Confidential police information, Jesse said. Oh, shit, she said. Who am I? Jesse said. I know, Missy said, I know, the chief of police. Jesse inclined his head. But I like you anyway, Missy said. Thank you. Why would anybody want a picture of old Lady Ingersoll undressed? Missy said. Different people need different things, Jesse said. I bet she looks icky, Missy said, anyway. Jesse made no comment. Would you want to see her undressed? Missy said. I don't think she's unattractive, Jesse said. But would you want to see her? Jesse smiled. I just serve and protect, Jesse said. I don't have likes or dislikes. You like my dad? Missy said. Jesse smiled again. No, he said. See, she said. I don't think so, she said. I guess I should, you know, he's my dad. You're supposed to love your dad. There's no right or wrong to it, Jesse said. You have no control over who he is, but you have the right to control how you feel about him. She nodded. If I don't love him, I don't love him, Missy said. It might be more complicated than that, Jesse said. But for now, it is what it is. And it's not your fault. She nodded. They both sat for a moment without speaking. Then Missy said, well, I just wanted to thank you. You're welcome, he said. She stood and went to the door and stopped and looked at him. Jesse waited. I'm a little scared, she said. I mean, my dad's gone. My mom says she's going to be different. My little brother's weird. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm here, Jesse said. Come see me anytime. She nodded and looked as if she wanted to say more, but she didn't. She just smiled at him and left.